KPBS On Demand is supported by the National Conflict Resolution Center. Topics like political polarization and hybrid work policies can create workplace conflict. NCRC can help workplace leaders navigate divisive issues with the Culture, Communication, and Conflict Certificate. More at ncrconline.com.
Good morning. I'm Eric Anderson, in for Debbie Cruz. It's Tuesday, March 12th. Why critics say the Coastal Commission is working against the state's housing and climate goals. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. California State Senator Steve Padilla says it's time for the state to do something about pollution from the Tijuana River flowing into San Diego. Yesterday, he announced a bill requiring large companies doing business in California to disclose their wastewater discharges that impact the state's watershed. Then they'd have to either clean up the mess themselves or pay the state a fee to do it for them. Imperial Beach Mayor Paloma Aguirre says it's how multinational corporations polluting her city will be held responsible.
This is the way that we hold them accountable and that we are able to create a fund, a resource, so that we can begin to mitigate all of these impacts.
The bill, SB 1178, is currently in committee in Sacramento. CalFresh and new disaster CalFresh recipients in San Diego County can now use their EBT card to purchase hot and prepared food at any authorized EBT retailer through April 3rd. Typically, CalFresh EBT cards can only be used to purchase non-perishable foods. The temporary change is part of the presidential major disaster declaration for the January storms and flooding. For those still experiencing challenges from the January storms, applications for disaster CalFresh are accepted through Friday. That program provides a one-time payment to buy food. San Diego may see some light rain in the county's inland and coastal areas this morning and again at night. Forecasters say patchy drizzle is expected before 11 a.m., then again after 11 p.m. In between that, though, the skies will go from cloudy to sunny. Temperatures in the inland and coastal areas will be in the low 60s today. In the mountains, temperatures will be in the high 40s, and in the deserts, it'll be in the high 70s. The patchy drizzle is expected to last through tomorrow morning. And now that daylight saving time is in full effect, here's a little weather-related fun fact. The National Weather Service says the next time the sunset will be before 6 p.m. is October 29th. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
For more than 50 years, the California Coastal Commission has been tasked with protecting the state's coastline from unchecked development. But critics say the commission has gotten too powerful and is working against the state's housing and climate goals. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says there's a growing appetite for reform in the state legislature.
When the kids were really little, we would bike along here after it was safe and protected. And now with teenagers, they come and bike to the beach on their own.
I'm walking with State Senator Catherine Blakespear along Highway 101 in Encinitas. When Blakespear was mayor, she got the city to add protected bike lanes here.
It's really important that we be able to connect our communities.
As nice as the bike lanes are, Blakespear says they could have been better. She wanted to reduce the number of lanes on Highway 101 from 4 to 2. That would help cut back on speeding and make more space for pedestrians and cyclists. But taking street space away from cars requires a permit from the California Coastal Commission.
It can be tens of thousands of dollars, it almost always is, and it's on an uncertain timeline, and it requires a big process. So hiring people, having meetings, doing studies that might be redundant, it's just not a great way to run a system. We also see tremendous backlogs at the Coastal Commission, months and years of time it takes to get through.
The lack of safe bike infrastructure near the coast isn't just bad for the climate. There's a human cost as well. Last October, a 41-year-old cyclist was struck by an SUV driver in Point Loma. The city had planned to install protected bike lanes on that road, but the plans collapsed under the Coastal Commission's permitting process. KPBS's reporting on the incident led Blake Spear to introduce SB 689.
What my bill does is it cuts all of that red tape, and it says that if the bike lane is consistent with all the other plans and programs that cities have, they're able to use what's called a de minimis process to install a bike lane. So the Coastal Commission would be able to approve a project without going through the big rigmarole that's currently required.
This is about making California available and accessible, including the coast, for people of all income levels.
State Assemblymember David Alvarez has a similar bill tackling the Coastal Commission's power to block housing.
When it comes to housing, metrics are very, very clear. The coastal areas of California are among the most expensive in the entire country. And that means that it is excluding individuals in California from different economic background levels from having access.
Alvarez's AB 2560 would fast-track approval of apartment and condo buildings in the coastal zone that use the state's Affordable Housing Density Bonus Program. That program lets developers build more homes if they set aside a portion for low- and middle-income households at affordable price points. The bill would not apply in the state's undeveloped coastal areas.
We're not talking about places that are not appropriately zoned for housing. We are only talking about allowing more units to be built for low-income individuals and middle-income individuals on sites that already are going to be building housing to begin with.
The Coastal Commission declined KPBS's interview request. Officially, it has no position on Alvarez's bill, though it has opposed similar reforms in the past. Alvarez says the commission means well, but that it values upholding bureaucracy over producing good outcomes.
I think you're seeing a response from the legislature. It's not just Senator Blake Spear and myself who are San Diegans. It's members actually up and down the state. We're saying we need to look at this issue of coastal access in a way that really represents access for everybody and not just as a tool that sometimes different parties use in order to stop progress on specific projects, which is often what happens.
There's really a perception right now that the Coastal Commission is stopping us from being able to handle and address urgent problems.
Blake Spear's bill does have support from the Coastal Commission, but the senator admits she limited the bill's scope to avoid their opposition. Both bills are going through committee hearings and have to pass the full legislature by the end of August. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
Last week, the Pentagon lifted its 3-month grounding of the V-22 Osprey, but it will likely be months before the aircraft returned to full mission status. Military reporter Andrew Dyer has more.
In under 2 years, 20 service members have been killed in 4 separate V-22 Osprey crashes. The vehicle had been grounded since a crash in Japan killed 8 airmen in November. The Pentagon now says the Ospreys will fly again. In San Diego, Naval Air Forces Command says the Navy will prioritize safety in its approach. In a statement, the service says a preliminary investigation into the Air Force crash found a, quote, material failure of a V-22 component. The Navy says maintenance and procedural changes will address that failure. Its most experienced pilots and instructor pilots will be the first to fly, followed by co-pilots. Ospreys will return first only to daytime flights. The Navy says it expects it will be several months before its Ospreys return to full mission operations. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
A running club by and for women of color has taken off in South San Diego. More than 500 people have run with Santa Mujeres since it began in 2020. Reporter Katie Heisen joined them on a Saturday run through Barrio Logan to see the impact.
We didn't see black and brown people in the running spaces.
Virginia Camacho and her friend Priscilla Rojas were looking for a running club accessible to everyone. All colors, shapes, and sizes. Free.
And we wanted a place that we know that our family and our friends would feel comfortable coming to.
When they didn't find it, they created it. Rojas says Santa Mujeres offers not just comfort, but safety.
Every woman in our run club has experienced something, like either being honked at, harassed, followed, like all of us. So I think having this community has made it safer for us.
She says the representation has changed the course of many who tell her,
I wouldn't have started running if I didn't see someone that looked like me, had the same energy as me.
Including Elspeth Ruiz.
I came and I introduced myself as, my name is Elspeth and I'm not a runner. And I've been coming ever since.
This past year, Ruiz says she ran 24 races.
Now I have a wall full of medals and I look like a pro, but I'm not.
Santa Mujeres is eyeing a new finish line, nonprofit status. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
Professional basketball is coming back to San Diego. North County reporter Alexander Nguyen has more on the team and where they'll be playing.
It's been 40 years since the Clippers played in San Diego, and now they're back.
The Clippers NBA G League team will be relocating next season to America's finest city, rebranding as the San Diego Clippers.
At least the G League, the NBA's minor league. They'll be playing in Front Wave Arena, Oceanside's new multi-purpose arena. It has a capacity for 7,500 fans and is set up to open in September. The Clippers played in San Diego from 1978 to 1994 before moving to Los Angeles. Besides that tie to San Diego, there are others as well. Former SDSU star Kawhi Leonard and Lincoln High grad Norman Powell are both currently on the Clippers roster. Powell was there at the announcement and noted that his career started in the G League.
Knowing the journey of my whole career and how hard I had to work to get here, it's definitely amazing to be first in line and be thought about to represent San Diego as the face of basketball right now.
The Clippers will finish out this season in Ontario and will be playing in their new arena by fall. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Eric Anderson. Thanks for listening, and have a great Tuesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. Toyota.com is where you can find details and information on all new Toyotas, along with all the latest offers, different models, available inventory, and even request personal help if there's a question. All online. Toyota.com. We make it easy.